Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about the U.S. House of Representatives and Johnson and the move by the Twitter faction to get rid of him. Republicans trying to get rid of the Republican Speaker of the House. We have talked about the dynamics at play here a couple of times, you know, how if he does X, Y, and Z, well, then maybe the Democratic Party would protect him, whether or not the votes are there, all of that stuff. What we haven't talked about are the downstream effects of this move and what happens. So a quick recap, when Johnson became Speaker, a whole lot of people thought he was going to be the Twitter faction's guy. He was going to be their Speaker. Turns out he's not. A whole lot of them are very unhappy. Some of them are downright combative. Marjorie Taylor Greene put forth that motion to vacate, but didn't do it in a way that forced it right then. It was a warning. She has been gathering support to try to oust him from that position. There is some public support now to do it. Based on what's public, the votes aren't there. However, what's public and what's private aren't always the same thing. So we'll run through it. If the Twitter faction, under the leadership of Marjorie Taylor Greene, moves forward with this, and they achieve a decisive victory, meaning they oust Johnson and get somebody who is aligned with them in the speaker spot, well, they're back. You know, right now, they don't have a lot of influence, not outside of social media. Johnson has done a very good job of bringing them to heel. If they can oust him and get somebody of their mind in, well, they're back. They have their influence back. If they can oust him and the new person is not aligned with them, they have failed again and they lose even more influence. They become even more irrelevant. And then the worst case scenario for them is they make the move and he retains his seat. He retains that position. He stays Speaker. If that occurs, a lot of them will probably make it through this election and keep their seat. I don't think that would be true for the election after that. And even those that are heavily entrenched would probably be gone by the following election. This is high stakes for them. It's not a move I would make if I was in their position, because it's all or nothing. It is make or break. If they don't succeed, they're in a worse position than when they started. And if they fail miserably, they very well may be ending their political careers. Not immediately, because it's already too far into the election cycle. But in 2 years, 4 years at the outside, I don't expect you would see a whole lot of them. So that's what's going on. Now, obviously, that can be influenced by whether or not Trump gets reelected and, you know, he ends up back in the White House. There's a lot of little things that could alter that outcome. But based on what is most likely, if Johnson retains his seat, they're done. It's a big gamble for Twitter faction Republicans. I don't know that it makes a whole lot of sense for them to do this. It seems like it would be smarter to just bide your time and see what happens in 2024. That would seem like it would be the smart move, but I mean, that doesn't play as well on social media. So at this point in time, we don't even know that they're going to do it, but it does appear that they are trying to build that support, and they're starting to get public statements saying that they support the move to get rid of Johnson. That will complicate things for the Republican Party through the election, and realistically continues to show the dysfunction that exists in the U.S. House of Representatives when it comes to the Republican Party. They want to paint the image of everybody being united behind Trump. They're not even united amongst themselves in the House. There is a lot of discord within the Republican Party that does not bode well for them come the next election. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.